Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we get to anything else here, Paul, I want to briefly address what's going on in the world today.
Yes.
I don't ever want to be accused of just sticking my head in the sand and sticking to sports the entire time. Now, we're not going to make this a four-hour show about social justice issues either. I think you've heard enough of me and Woods, and we're certainly open-minded and willing to discuss any of it, though. But yesterday in this country, you had a lot of people upset about the news on Breonna Taylor here in her case in Kentucky, that the officers, the three officers involved in the killing of Breonna Taylor, which has sparked so much, especially among athletes of the Black Lives Matters movement and the protests, and you know that you see the name Breonna Taylor pop up on shoes and jerseys this year, that she's been kind of a central figure in all of this. That only one of the officers is being charged with anything, and it's not anything directly related to the actual killing of Breonna Taylor. It's simply discharging the firearm unsafely into like the surrounding apartments. And yeah. the prevailing tweets, LeBron James commented on it, a number of other athletes went to social media to comment on it, have basically been it's not enough. We were looking for more. This is unacceptable. This is disheartening. This is the, you know, business as usual. Nothing is changing. And it just made me wonder, we already had a stoppage in the NBA. We had several Major League Baseball teams, you know, come to a halt for a day in support of the social justice movement. And at the time, they all said, hey, we'll continue to play, but you know, this is important to us, and we need to see progress being made if we're going to continue playing our games. Do you feel, Paul, like there's any danger of all of a sudden, you know, NBA players going, hey, we're not seeing it. You know, you said if we kept playing that we'd be able to make progress on this, and I feel like we're not making progress or we're going backwards. Let's just shut it all down right now.
Yeah, I do. You know, I really do.
I do as well.
I'm surprised that the Heat and the Celtics played yesterday. They played well after this, you know, the verdict and all that came down. I'll be very curious to see if the Lakers play tonight. I wonder if we're so close to the finals that it's almost like hey, let's just get this season over with now. I don't know, but this is exactly, I mean, you just said it. This is exactly what they said would be something that would lead them to just say, you know what? No, we're done. Like, we need to focus on other efforts.
I had that thought as well. And I'm sure that they want to finish their season. They're competitive people. They're so, in the NBA, they're so close. The Major League Baseball playoffs begin in just a couple of days here. The first games in the American League wildcard series are on Tuesday. But you also think about it from this perspective. Right now, these players kind of hold all the cards because the owners, you've gotten to this point where they have spent, you know, kind of all this money, no fans in the stands to set all this up, whether it be the bubble. Now, baseball, they're going into a bubble. The Padres, from this point on, you know, they're not going to see their families until the playoffs are over, basically. The players, though, now have the power because the owners need this to happen. They need the baseball playoffs to start and finish in order to kind of make back some of that money, the $1 billion in TV money they're going to get from the postseason. The NBA Finals, the premier event, you know, nationally televised prime time, supposed to be happening here, you know, coming up in a week. You know, the NBA players, if they stop playing right now, it would be a devastating hit. So they hold a lot of the power if they want, if they still want that change and want something to happen. I wonder if there's going to be a movement here in these next couple of days, if players are going to get together and say anything, or, you know, threaten another work stoppage, or at least stop play for another day or two. I, you know, it wasn't really brought up yesterday, but it was something that was on my mind after seeing the protest that happened here in San Diego. Obviously, in Kentucky, and unfortunately in Louisville, I saw that a couple of officers got shot. That, to me, that's never the answer, and hopefully they're going to be okay. But I also understand the anger and frustration on the part of the protesters as well. So anyway, I will see if that anything happens that affects the sports world moving forward. But I just thought I'd bring that up because it is something important that's going on in the world right now.
Yeah, I think it's important to reiterate, like, nothing happened overnight. No NBA players have said anything.
Nope.
We only have, you know, the past, the recent past to work with. And we saw what happened, like, with the Milwaukee Bucks, which sparked pretty much the entire NBA to slow down for a couple of days. We saw what happened in Major League Baseball a few weeks ago, but nothing new has been said yet. But I got to imagine conversations are being had, even if it's just, you know, group chat and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking in the NBA bubble, you know, sitting in those hotel rooms, that there isn't some conversation at least going on right now. I'd be very surprised if there wasn't at this point. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Indeed. If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Our flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. We'll even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply. Speaking of the NBA, Tyler Hero, and this is going to sound like obvious, was the hero for the Miami Heat last night. We'll get to that after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Thank you. Here's Kelly Danick. Paulie, I think you and really any sports fan out there can be excused if you did not know who Tyler Hero was before last night. Tyler Hero, 20-year-old rookie for the Miami Heat, really wasn't even the best rookie on his own team this year. Kendrick Nunn finished second in the Rookie of the Year balloting behind Ja Morant. Tyler Hero didn't even appear on the Rookie of the Year ballot. He was, you know, one of those young guys that the Heat took a flyer on with the 13th overall pick, but he only played one season at Kentucky. And remember, there was no NCAA tournament. There was no SEC conference tournament. So no chance for, you know, a guy like Tyler Hero to make a name for himself in college. He wasn't one of those top picks. He was just kind of a middle first round pick. And he had just kind of an okay season where he was trying to learn, and then it got interrupted by the pandemic. So, you know, Tyler Hero is a name that even NBA fans weren't all that familiar with.
He would have played because he played in 2019 for Kentucky.
2019, but that was his only full season.
Right, so he wasn't impacted by the.
Oh, that's right.
That's
true. He played last year, not this year. That was this year's tournament that got panned. You're right. My timeline is off. But either way,
your
it was
points
just the one,
remain the same. But
the one season, 20 years old, you know, probably in over his head for much of the time in the NBA this year at the age of 20, and not a guy who had made a huge name for himself. Yet last night in Game 4 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals was like clearly the best player on the floor. I mean, he wasn't just, you know, hey, a guy got lucky. He hit a few three-pointers when a teammate set him up and hit some wide-open shots. And there's guys who have big games like that. They score 30. They you know, they hit five threes, and, you know, a guy gets open, and you get hot, and you have a good night. That happens to NBA players. But Hero was making his own shots. In fact, I saw the stat. He shot 80%, 8 of 10 on balls where he was creating his own shot. I mean, he looked like an NBA superstar out on the floor last night, and ended up with 37 points, a playoff record for the Miami Heat, and helped Miami pull out a 112-109 win over the Boston Celtics to take a 3-1 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals, move a game away from the NBA Finals. I mean, this is one of the more unexpected, you know, out of nowhere star story turns that we've seen in the NBA since basically like when Jeremy Lin you know, came out of nowhere for the New York Knicks. What was that, like 7 or 8 years ago? And like had the month of all months and took over the NBA for a few weeks. I mean, this guy came out of nowhere last night.
Yeah, no, he's... I remember the name just because of Kentucky, and I remember he was drafted, and that's about it. I hadn't heard anything from him this offseason, or this postseason, excuse me. And I've been following the Heat, I mean, a little bit, just keeping tabs on him, because I think it's, I don't know, they came out of nowhere to me. They're one win away from going to the finals, and I just, they were not anywhere near the top of my list when I'm thinking. I kind of just had the Bucks penciled in for the Eastern Conference, and I didn't think the Miami Heat were gonna surprise people the way they did. They started the postseason off pretty hot, and I'm like, okay, that's fun, that's a cool story, but that they just continue to roll. But this whole time I haven't really heard Tyler Hero's name until last night, and the guy was just lights out.
No, I mean, yeah, people talking about Jimmy Butler and the, you know, finally his moment after his checkered up and down career. You know, he's getting the center stage and possibly making it to the NBA Finals. No one was talking about Tyler Hero.
It was Eric Spoelstra and his great coaching style.
Yeah, you know, and I said it a couple of weeks ago, like, this is a chance for Eric Spoelstra to really validate his championships that he won with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, because I think there are a lot of people, at least casual NBA fans, who go, hey, any coach, you know, who's not an idiot could win a championship with those guys. But, hey, it takes a real coach to take this Miami Heat roster and get them to the NBA Finals and possibly win a championship. So that was an interesting story last night. I picked the Celtics in this series. I still stuck with the Celtics when they were down 2-0, and I thought they'd come back and even the series last night, but I did not anticipate the performance of Tyler Hero that lifted the Heat to that three-point win. So can the Celtics win three straight? Well, we've seen the Denver Nuggets do it. It's certainly possible. But they've lost six out of their last nine games. Ever since going up 2-0 in their last series, they've actually lost six times. That's hard to do in the playoffs and still be alive. Usually you lose six out of nine in the postseason, and you're on your way home at that point. But they still have one shot left. They got to win three in a row, starting with Game 5 tomorrow night. Or it'll be the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals against either the Lakers or the Denver Nuggets. Lakers and Nuggets resume their series tonight. And, of course, Denver with a chance to even the series after they won Game 3 two nights ago. So NBA stuff interesting in the bubble right now. We're going to turn our focus here, though, on Ben and Woods. And Woodsy, again, is off today as he's recovering from his illness. We're going to be turning it to the Padres here as we head into our 6 o'clock hour. Headline yesterday, of course, was, and if you're a Padres fan, yeah, you wanted to see Tyler, or you wanted to see Mike Clevinger come out and show that he looked healthy after getting scratched from his start on Saturday. And, you know, Jace Tingler kind of, you know, pretty much tried to reassure everybody, hey, we think he's 80-90%. We just want to make sure he's 100%. Just a little tightness. Didn't seem like it was anything to worry about. As a Padre fan, of course, you know, I get worried just because that's generally things turn bad when it comes to injuries in the Padres. They have a history of that. But then when, you know, they announce he's going to start on Wednesday, all right, that's good news. And then he goes out in the first inning against the Angels and looks great. Looks great. 1-2-3 inning, finishes it off by striking out Mike Trout. Velocity was there. The slider was there. It looked like it was as sharp as I've seen all season long. And I breathed finally. I let myself, and maybe this is my fault or other Padres, that's when I breathed a sigh of relief. Okay, Mike Clevinger's good. Looks like we've got our ace for the playoffs ready to go. And it's the second
look,
I thought
that. It's
fun to
make fun of you as a jinx, but how could you not breathe a sigh of relief?
Well, I mean, I think I wasn't the only one out there who was probably thinking the same thing. But the second that that thought popped into my head, I hear Ted and Jesse say, Adrian Morejon is warming up in the bullpen. Yeah, okay, that's concerning. Why are they warming up a relief pitcher when Clevinger looked so good in the first inning? And I kept hoping beyond hope that, well, maybe they just didn't want to overwork him. Maybe the plan was, hey, let's bring him in for an inning. That's all he really needs. And then we'll bring in a left-hander, and we just didn't want to tell the Angels we were going to do that, so they didn't, you know, they could have messed with their lineup. This will give Morejon a bit of an advantage coming in lefty versus righty. That was kind of, cross my fingers, that's what we're dealing with here, because he looked so good in that first inning. But then the reports came out. You know, Jesse said on the air that no, the plan was not for Mike Clevenger to go one inning. And at that point, I knew, okay, this is not good. This is an injury situation. And then after the game, we hear from Jay Stengler that Clevenger went in, had an MRI. They're still waiting on the results. I'm sure they have the results at this point. An MRI does not, you know, it's not the Pony Express.
Well, you know.
the results are pretty instantaneous. I think it was one of those situations where, once again, Jay Stengler didn't want the results of the MRI right before he talked to the media. But I'm sure as soon as he left the media, they went right in to discuss the results of the MRI and what it looked like for Mike Clevenger. So,
well, I'll give you a quick update. There was a player on the Padres who was not on the active roster yesterday that's in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I can tell you that is after the break.
So they're going to replace, sounds like, Clevenger pretty quickly, perhaps. We'll see. We'll talk about that coming up. Padres wrap-up at 6:20. Our Reiner Report up next as well. 1 hour in the books. It is Ben and Woods. Glad to have you with us on a Thursday right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.